CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB Zone website and text with the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning. This is Sunday, the 20th of October 2019. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. New talk on WooSat 3 goes online. Apply for GB19 YOTA now. Result of convention construction comp announced. A new video has been released on YouTube of a talk that was given to the AMSAT UK colloquium, which was part of the RSGB convention, given by Professor Julia Hunter Anderson. The talk is on the WooSat 3 CubeSat project and highlights potential uses of satellite for wildlife tracking. You can watch it at tinyurl.com/gb2rs-1020-a. Have you applied to host the call sign for this year's Youngsters on the Air month in December? It's a great opportunity to encourage youngsters to get on the air and to learn more about the practical side of the hobby. The RSGB has the call sign GB19 YOTA, and we're looking for individuals, clubs, radio clubs, school scouts, guide and cadet groups to activate the call sign or host a station. Operations can be HF, VHF, UHF. Using all modes, each day will be split into three operating slots, midnight to 11.59 UTC, 1200 to 17.59 UTC and 1800 to 23.59 UTC. You can also just operate for a few hours if you wish. All full licensed RSGB members or affiliated clubs can register to host the call sign. Such stations can be operated by foundation and intermediate license holders, provided they're supervised by an appropriate full license holder. The aim of the event is to get operators aged 26 or below to on the air. To find out more, go to the RSGB's website to apply to host the call sign. Please email gb19yota@rsgb.org.uk with your full name and call sign, your RSGB membership or affiliation number, and your preferred dates and operating times. The 2019 RSGB construction competition, generously sponsored and supported by Martin Lynch and Sons, was very well supported with a larger number of entries this year. We'd like to thank all the judges for their time and expertise and the entrants who took the trouble to bring their projects to the convention. Judges' Merit Awards went to Russell Tribe, G4SAQ, for his low Earth orbit satellite antenna tracking controllers, and to David Holman, M0YDH, for his digital amateur TV system. The Judges' Technical Merit Award went to Dean Bryce, G0UIL, for his Bluetooth satellite antenna controller. The winner of the innovation category was Mike Willis, G0MJW, for his dual-band feed system. The construction category was won by John Quarmby, G3XDY, for his solid-state amplifiers for 2m 70 sems and 23 sems, and the software category winner was Heather Lomond, M0HMO, for her software DATV receiver. Kevin Aris, G8MXV, won the supporting and encouraging beginners category with his magnetic loop antenna controller. He's also the overall winner of the 2019 RSGB construction competition, receiving the Pat Hawker G3VA trophy. The predtest.uk website, supported by the RSGB, is currently without a site developer, consequently volunteer is sought. Website management skills as well as Ubuntu and Python knowledge are prerequisites. Presently, two items need addressing. The site requires refactoring, and the OS needs updating to the newest release, which in itself has some Python prerequisites. Replies to Gwyn Williams, G4FKH, at g4fkh@sky.com, please. SAQ, the World Heritage Radio Station, is to transmit on UN Day, the 24th of October. The transmission will be on 17.2 kHz CW. The start-up of the transmission will be around 1630 UTC, and the transmission of the message at about 1700 UTC. No QSL cards will be sent out for this transmission, and no list of reports will be constructed, but they do accept shorter listeners' reports by email to info@alexander.n.se. The Royal Signals ARS would like to contact those people who joined the RSARS at the National Hamfest on the 28th and 29th of September. Please contact the Membership Secretary by email to rsarsmemsec, all one word, at virginmedia.com. The Homebrew Heroes Award Programme has announced its first annual recipient, Hans Summers, G0UPL. The annual award recognises persons, groups and organisations who help define the frontiers of amateur radio technology through the long-standing tradition of homebrew construction. The formal video presentation is available at the award programme website, homebrewheroes.org. A longer audio feature interview is available in episode 308 of the ICQ podcast at icqpodcast.com. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. Today, the 20th of October, the Gala Shields Rally will take place in Volunteer Hall, St John's Street, Gala Shields, Scottish Borders, TD13JX. Doors open 11 a.m. for disabled visitors and 11:15 for the general public. There'll be traders and bring and buy. Refreshments will be available on site. There are no rallies in the diary for next weekend, the 26th and 27th of October. Plymouth Radio Club would like to inform people that this year's rally planned for November will not be held. The club would like to thank all those who have supported them over the years. Please send details of your 2020 rally and event plans as soon as possible, please, to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now, the DX News from 425 DX News and other sources. Yosuke JJ1DQR will be active as 3Whiskey9QR from Da Nang in Vietnam from the 23rd of October to the 1st of November. QSL JJ1DQR. Jerry DK8KW will be active as 3Whiskey9KW from Hanoi in Vietnam until the 26th of October. He's operating QRPCW, possibly SSB, depending on conditions. QSL DK8KW. A group will be active as CQ9A from Madeira, IOTA reference AF014 until the 26th of October. They'll be operating CWSSB and FT8 on 86 metre bands with special attention to 60 metres. QSL via Club Logs OQRS Logbook of the World or via EA1AP. J, AA4FL will be active holiday style as J6 stroke, call sign from St Lucia, NA108 until the 28th of October. QSL J6 stroke AA4FL via Logbook of the World or direct to his home call. Kenji J4KXJ will be active as stroke 0 from Sadu Island, AS206, from 0800 UTC on the 26th of October to 2200 UTC on the 27th. He'll operate CW and FT8 on 40, 30 and 20 metre bands. QSL home call direct or bureau. JARP or YARP PA7DA will be active as P4 stroke call sign from Aruba, SA036 until the 31st of October. He'll be operating CW, SSB and digital modes, 40 to 10 metre bands, QSL PA7DA. Now for special event news, Hartlepool ARC will be running Jamboree on the air special event station GB0TVS on behalf of Tees Valley Scouts today, the 20th of October. Station will operate from Hartlepool Scout Centre, Brierton Lane, just off the A689. Activity HF, VHF, UHF and all visitors welcome. GB100GP will be on the air from Gilwell Park today, the 20th of October. We'll have over 250 youngsters visiting the station over the weekend to take part in a variety of activities. They'll be active on HF and locally on 145 megs with voice and SSTV. Please send special event details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk as early as possible so we can give you free publicity. It's a licensing condition that stations using a UK special event call sign must be open to the public. Now for contest news, Werchtel Germany contest ends its 24-hour run at 1500 UTC today, the 20th. Using CW and SSB on 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange is signal report and serial number. German stations also sending DOK. Today, the 20th of October, the 50 megs AFS contest runs from 0900 to 1300 UTC using all modes on 6 metres only. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Today, the 20th, the second Rolo contest runs 1900 to 2030 UTC using CW only on the 3.5 megs bands. The exchange's signal report and rolling postcode. Also today, the UK Microwave Group 24 to 76 megs contest runs from 0900 to 1700 UTC using all modes, the exchanger signal report, serial number and locator. On Tuesday, the SHF UK activity contest runs 1830 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 2.3 to 10 gigs bands, the exchanger signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday, it's the 80 meter autumn series, 1900 to 2030 UTC. This time it's data only and the exchanger signal report and serial number. Next weekend, it's the CQ Worldwide DXSSB contest, running 48 hours, 0000 UTC on the 26th of 2359 on the 27th. Using 1.8 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchanger's signal report in your zone, which for us in the UK is 14. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLO and G4BAO. The solar minimum continued last week with zero sunspots recorded. The good news was the geomagnetic conditions were quite settled, with a maximum KP index of 3. Most of the week it was between 0 and 2, which meant the HF bands were performing to seasonal averages. RSGB.org/PropQuest shows that maximum usable frequencies over a 3,000 km path are regularly exceeding 21 megs and reaching as high as 24 megs at times. This would bode quite well for the CQ Worldwide CW contest next weekend, when more than 35,000 amateurs are expected to take to the airwaves if it were not for the bad news coming up. Because next week NOAA predicts the sun will remain spotless with a solar flux index of 68. However, a large solar coronal hole was rotating to be Earth-facing on Friday, which means we may have unsettled geomagnetic conditions this weekend. We can expect the KP index to rise to at least 4, bringing noisy bands and lowered maximum usable frequencies. After a potential HF enhancement, the ionosphere should settle down again early next week. NOAA then predicts a further geomagnetic disturbance from the 24th to the 27th, thanks to another coronal hole that's returning to view again after 27-day solar rotation. This may coincide with CQ Worldwide, so it's anyone's guess really as to how propagation will be on the day. Now for VHF and up propagation, the majority of this weekend and throughout next week will be dominated by low pressure, so it once again looks like the weather will continue to give us rain scatter conditions for the gigahertz bands, with the SHF UKAC coming up on Tuesday. This is good news for those higher bands. For the rest of us relying on Tropo, there's little comfort, although there is a hint of temporary but rather weak ridge of high pressure over the British Isles early next week. The models imply it's a one-day wonder, probably Monday, so keep alert to the charts to track its progress. Of course, other modes are available, such as Aurora, EME, Meteor Scatter, so it will pay to look at the clusters to make sure you haven't missed anything. This weekend sees the second leg of the 50 to 1296 MHz ARRL EME contest, so it's a good time to try the mode at moonrise and moonset if you have a big terrestrial system. The moon is at its maximum declination today and perigee is just a week away, so conditions will be good, helped by low and falling sky noise on VHF. There are two meteor showers this week, the big Orionids shower and a zenithal hourly rate of 20, peaks on Monday. The much smaller Leonis Minerids with a ZHR of 2 peaks on Thursday. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's it from me also. Until next week.